did Starks and Cook get through yesterday, did you think?
Starks and Cook practiced well yesterday. They're going to practice today, so this will we'll see if we can increase their workload, and we're making progress.
What do you hope to be able to? It's been a while since he's been on the field. Obviously, Cook. What do you hope to be able to get from him once he gets back?
Well, I think first thing is for Jared is to get to the point where he's practicing and exercising the game plan. So obviously played good football for us there early, and it'd be great to get him healthy is really the focus.
How about Clay?
Clay hopefully will do more today, and today will tell us a lot. So based on how much he goes, I mean, he's scheduled to be in the early group, the prehab group. So we'll see what comes out of that.
Mike, going back to training camp, when you had Marquise Wilson and Marquise Williams and Joe Callahan, they're both pretty nimble with their feet.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a quarterback who's pretty nimble on his feet here this weekend. Did that in any way help you? I mean, I know it's a long time ago, but does it help during even camp to prepare for quarterbacks that can move around a little bit and offer?
Definitely. Personally, from just a personnel evaluation, we prefer the athletic quarterback that can play both in the pocket and out of the pocket. So that's, a product of how you want to play the game. But, also when you get into training camp, there's always a period. We had the early period, kind of a pre-practice, where you focus on the concepts that you won't practice against each other, a lot of running quarterback and keeping the ball and the option type, scheme. So when you have those guys, it does give you a chance to exercise those early periods and just make sure your defenses are seeing those tough concepts that you may not see through the preseason, you may not see to week 5, 6, 7, or 8, whenever it comes. So, yeah, it definitely helps.
You know, we talk a lot about it. You talk about your line as a group a lot, but how good have your tackles been, Bakhtiari and Bulaga?
Very good. I thought they played very well last week, so I think they're both having very good seasons. And, it gives us the, flexibility to play a little more wide open, particularly the way we're throwing the football. So, yes, I'm very happy with David and Brian.
This is about as good as Brian has played, do you think? I know he's played a lot of good football.
Yeah, he's played good football here. I'm not really, comparing to prior years. I think he's having a heck of a year. I mean, Brian's been an excellent play for us for quite some time.
I'm not sure if the evaluation process changes with Sam being on IR, but has he cleared the concussion protocol yet?
Well, Sam is he's out of town, so so that process is kind of in limbo, or basically I don't know what the medical term for that is. So I actually communicated with Sam this morning, so he's still in Florida.
Mike, is there value, I'll use, I guess, Randall as an example from last week. I know you said you were kind of cautious. And is there value in communicating your intended use plan for a player to a guy like Aaron, for example, just so he may have an understanding of what the plan is moving forward or why he may or may not see a guy on the field? Is there value in that?
Well, I don't know why you're asking the question. I mean, we all understand the number of personnel groups going into a game. Sometimes when you have late additions, as far as how a player's, role is going to be affected or not, not affected. I mean, that's part of the inactive list and so forth. So as far as how much a player plays from a medical standpoint, ultimately I make that decision and I do that based off the information given. So,
I guess the reason I asked it, I didn't know if guys were the same page. Sounds like it's the tack, and it's not. But Aaron seemed to not understand what Randall's situation was, although he was active. I didn't know if you typically communicate a use plan.
Well, I can't really answer the question. I can't answer that for Aaron. But once again, Randall was a pleasant surprise to be active for the game. I think it's a credit to him. And once again, based on the information from the medical staff, he was placed in a limited role. And when we met as a coaching staff before the game and to discuss specifically how we would use Randall, So if that was not communicated to Aaron or so forth, if that was an error, then we need to clean that up. But I mean, it's part of a game plan. I mean, we have, I mean, our personnel groups are, I think we're 21 this week. I think it's the highest I've ever had in a game plan. And that's a result of obviously all the moving pieces of who's going to be up, who's not going to be up, younger players in a number of different areas. So this is a product of kind of the way we've been playing here for about the last 4 weeks.
Mike, in 11 years, you've experienced all kinds of seasons, fast starts, slow starts, all of it. How much, you know, do you rely on previous seasons to sort of get you through, you know, like, for example, in 09, you're 4-4 and you go 11-5. Do those seasons weigh into your thinking at all, just on how you approach things going back, or is each one so different that they can't help you?
I think history is very important. I think you definitely have to pay attention to it, adhere to it. Most importantly, you got to be educated on it. So that's all part of our, you know, to me, that really shows up in your scheduling and how you do things. The second part of it is in your messaging. So it's a really part of your, you know, your instincts and awareness of what to do in different situations. But I never, and I'm very conscious of this because I've experienced this as an assistant coach. When you sit there and say, "Hey, we're going to do it just the way we did it last year because it worked," we're going to do it just this is 2010 all over again. That I don't go that way. I think that's a bad trap to possibly fall into because I think it comes in the category of false confidence. The confidence I stick to is what I see each and every day. I mean, this is a good football team, and we got a chance to do good things. And the most important thing is the good thing is Sunday is beat Tennessee. So the way they work, just the way they prepare, what they put out there on the field each and every week, the relationships and just the way they go about it. So I love the culture. I like their mindset. And we ultimately know it's about winning. So that's I really stay in touch with today. Yesterday is important. You know, you can learn a lot, but to get to tomorrow and the way you want to get there, you got to stay in tune with the pulse and the energy and the personality and what's going to make us successful. So I never erase the dates on the game plan and change it and put it back out there. I think that's just not the way to go. And I've been the part of that, you know, as an assistant. I've seen it done. It doesn't work.
That being said, you have been better in the second half of the seasons. I think, by and large, you've generally played better November, December. Is there anything to that? I mean, is there a reason why you guys generally, obviously that's what you want to do, is you get better as the season's gone on? You've done
that. Well, I think the common thread there is it's a part of our structure and the commitment from the players to it. You know, everything we do is we try to not get too far away from, you know, the fundamentals, and we hold on to those padded practices and take advantage of them to the fullest because you obviously have some limitations there. So, and, you know, frankly, it's if you can get healthy and come together and play your best football in November, December, we all understand, you know, everybody remembers, you know, November and December. And, you know, so that's part of it. But it's really just staying on course and don't get in too many of these philosophical, you know, conversations outside of, you know, talking with you guys, but you know, we got to focus on the Titans. I mean, this is very. I mean, the video has been impressive. I like their football team. I like the way they play, and you know, we haven't played each other, so I mean, that's the gap we're working on right now, and we're, you know, we're preparing to go down there and win.
Mike, more to the personnel groups and the number you talked about that, you know, going into this, has there been plenty of practice time with all of these new combinations? Or are these guys working together as personnel groups, you know, for the first or second time or early on?
Well, I mean, I think that's what every team goes to. It's just, you know, it's based on what level. I mean, you obviously your health report controls that. So, I mean, this is a normal process, you know, and we've shifted gears offensively. You know, we're not just an exclusive no huddle offense anymore where you only play in, you know, a half a dozen, you know, to 10, you know, personnel groups. So we're our approach is different. Utilization of personnel is different. We're trying to get everybody involved and, you know, max out opportunities and as far as creating the opportunities for our players to be productive. So, and it definitely requires a lot more work, and it definitely puts, you know, it's a different challenge for Aaron. And I think Aaron has managed it very well.
Mike, yesterday a couple guys were talking about, when asked, how do you separate from this big pack of teams that are out there? And they said the one thing that's keeping us back is consistency. As a head coach, when that's a problem, what are the areas you identify that's, you know, not allowing this team to be consistent in the way they perform?
I talked to the team Wednesday about blanket statements. So, throwing a word out there, consistency, lack of consistency, energy, lack of energy, that's not really accurate. I think there's things that we can do better. We're focused on those things. I think there's a lot more things we do very well, and we need to continue to do those things and build on those things and make sure they show up Sunday. Because, let's just look at the matchup. I mean, this is about the Packers and the Titans, and, their strengths match up with, our strengths. And so that's what really I'm focused on. But consistency, if you want to dance around here with some statistics and look inside of that, we can do that. But, I mean, it's, offensively, big plays. I think that's, so why? What's the why? Why are your big plays not where they need to be? So that's what we focus on. So, pass defense and first down production, that's the coverage units having the lapse that they had last year. I think if you watch the video, the first kick, it's clear what happened. So that's what we're into, and we try to stay away from the blanket opinions that just says, oh, because, I understand you have to say what's wrong with the Packers, and I get it, but that's just not the way we operate. It's not the way we think. It's really part of our responsibility to the media. Man, that was a long answer. No, that's all right.
You were talking just previously, to follow up on the previous question, you were talking about no huddle and not being able to do as much and having to adjust with all the personnel groups. Do you hope to get back to what you were doing, or do you think this is going to be a different team, just going to be a different style throughout the whole game?
Well, the structure that we're in now is here to stay, but no huddle is a very important component because we excel at that. And that's something that's in place. The training's there. I think we're very good at no huddle when it's used, the right amount of time. So, it's the challenge of any game plan. It's not really the challenge of the game plan. It's really a challenge of how you call the game. When you use it, when you don't, and getting the things off your call sheet that you want to get off. So. And that is really, frankly, establishing first downs because it's how many trips to the plate do you get? If you get up above 70 plays, then everything we want to accomplish on offense should be there. I mean, and so with that, third down conversions, we've been very good there. First down production is down. I point to a lot of that because of the big play. The big plays on first and second down, we're not quite where we want to be. So, that's what it, that's the vision, and that's our approach, and that's where we're going to play.